The 1996 Port Arthur tragedy remains the fifth worst massacre by a lone gunman in the world. 35 people were killed that day, another 21 were injured. It led to the most far-reaching gun reforms in Australia's history. Since then, gun lobby groups, though, have successfully campaigned against tougher controls, and they want more. Now a new force has emerged in Australian politics. It's a lobby group that's funded and directed by major firearms sellers and manufacturers.
We're looking to enter a new era of engagement. We want it to be open. We want people to understand who we are and why we're doing what we're doing. We want governments to be held accountable for the decisions they make.
That's Laura Patterson from the Shooting Industry Foundation of Australia, the new gun lobby group. Tonight, Four Corners investigates how the gun lobby is taking aim at Australia's politician. Sean Nichols is a reporter. Sean, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
Within a week of the Port Arthur massacre, John Howard's cabinet had agreed on a total ban on the ownership, sale, possession and importation of automatic and semi-automatic weapons. There was a massive gun buyback as well. 20 years on, Sean, in terms of our laws and gun ownership, where do we stand with, for instance, importation of automatic and semi-automatic weapons?
Well, those sort of headline provisions still stand, Fran, but gun control lobbyists are concerned about is twofold. Firstly, no state or territory has actually ever come brought its laws up to the level that was expected by the National Firearms Agreement. So, for example, in some states, under 18s can still get, you know, permits and licenses to shoot guns. Another example is in many states, the 28-day cooling off period for gun licenses has been removed or exempted for second and subsequent gun purchases. So these sorts of tinkering around the edges has been happening for two decades now. And the significance of the entrance of the Shooting Industry Foundation of Australia into the lobbying space is that it's not just a membership lobby group. It's not about people who necessarily use the guns. This is about people who are making and selling the guns. So it's the industrial gun lobby.
So it's about business as much as it is about gun owners' right to hold or carry a weapon.
Well, very much so.
And it's about economics.
It's about making money. CIFA will argue, and you'll see in tonight's report, that they argue very strongly that they're just concerned about how the National Firearms Agreement is working in a technical sense. In other words, making sure that various states and territories are in line with each other, for example. But it's very clear that if they are backed and bankrolled as they are by five of the biggest firearms wholesalers in Australia, that the ultimate aim has to be to make more money. They wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
So tell us a bit more about this group, the Shooting Industry Foundation of Australia, CIFA. When were they formed? Who's on them?
So they've been around since late 2014 and really only started becoming active around the last federal election, where they started to make some political donations. Where they really had their big hit out was at the Queensland state election last year. So its members include Naya Proprietary Limited, which is Australia's biggest importer of firearms, and it's owned and run by Robert Naya, who's Bob Catter's son-in-law. Mm-hmm. It also includes Australian subsidiaries of big international gun manufacturers, including Beretta, the Italian company, and Winchester, the big American firearms manufacturer. At the Queensland state election last year, they got involved in a campaign called Flick'em, which had as its ultimate aim to force a minority government in Queensland, and they've told us for our program tonight that they wanted that in order to force whoever did get into minority government to have better discussions about issues, including around firearms law reform.
So their aim is to disrupt and elections to force close to minority government. Is that the aim?
That was their stated aim at the Queensland election. Now, of course, they failed. The Labor government was returned by just a couple of seats, but they boasted after the election that their campaign had forced the lowest primary vote for the major parties in Queensland history, which is, you know, quite an extraordinary achievement.
So who are they backing and how much money are they spending and whose money is it?
Well, in terms of the election, they say, and it's true to this degree, they weren't backing individual candidates or parties, but they have in the past donated to the Liberals, Liberal Nationals, Shooters and Fishers Party, for example. Robert Nair himself is a big political donor to Katter's Australian Party. You know, there are familial links there, but Katter's Australian Party, as you'll hear tonight, is very, very pro-gun and is very much in favour of completely dismantling the National Firearms Agreement and giving Australians much freer access to firearms.
Sean Nichols, I look forward to it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Sean Nichols, and you can see Sean's Four Corners report tonight on ABC TV at 8:30, of course, or anytime on iView.